Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Losing to Arousal. This file will make you lose control, specifically to the baser parts of your mind. Long ago, they thought that the human mind was divided into two: the intelligent mind and the animal mind. Nowadays, of course, we know that it is the conscious and the subconscious, but there is a bit of truth in how the subconscious can be the animal mind. When you get too horny, you start losing control of yourself, making decisions that may not be the smartest. And your intelligent mind can't always stop you. It doesn't help that you're listening to me, someone who is able to make your intelligent mind fade away just by listening. Your subconscious is very powerful. In fact, most of the things you do every day aren't conscious. Breathing, looking, listening. Most of the time you do all these things without even noticing what you're doing. The subconscious filters it out for you and gives the conscious mind things to play with. But then there can be a little hitch. See, when the subconscious is too busy with something like arousal, it becomes more difficult to think about it. And my voice is just dripping with sweet temptation. Your subconscious has already picked up the desire that I hide inside these words. Now, of course, right now, you're not hypnotized, are you? Or maybe you are and haven't even realized it. See, you might not have noticed, but your face started to relax as soon as I began. Your mind already started fading out as I was telling about your subconscious. And your thoughts, even though they feel almost normal, are going slower and slower. But we're not here to go slower. Almost the opposite. We're here to fire up all those nerves in specific spots on your body, making it sensitive, sensual, tempted to touch. But I'm sure that you, with your conscious mind, won't do anything. You'll simply listen and maybe at some point notice when stuff happens. See, you might feel a tingling in parts of your body as your subconscious wants to take control, as it wants to take over and give in to the pleasurable desires that are growing with every breath. Part of your mind is being introspective, looking at what's happening, and as it's doing it, it's almost missing the words that I'm saying, but as they go on, you just let yourself drift and fall. And it feels so good to just drift and drop and drip, and letting yourself go deeper and deeper. Maybe you noticed that your mind suddenly lost control for a moment, and you're trying to grab it back. You're trying not to let your subconscious desire grow out of control, not let the heat in your body move your hands, craving to touch. But you're not thinking about touching. You're just trying to listen, trying to understand which part of you is really in control. And maybe it's none of you. Maybe you're simply being controlled by my words. Every passing moment is another drip of desire flowing from your conscious to your subconscious. Maybe your eyes are already closed and you didn't even notice. It's okay, you can try to open them again. But it's also perfectly fine if you fail to open your eyes. Your body is already being controlled. It's already being pushed to crave, feeling the deep heat in your body grow and grow further and further, making your hands ache to touch, making your body move without you even thinking or wanting it. Your movements are mechanical, almost jittery. It is your subconscious controlling your movements after all, and it is not used to directly moving you like this. But you cannot stop it. And in fact, any time you try trying to look for where the control is, you just lose a little bit more, losing to arousal all the control you thought you had. Your body isn't as evolved as you think it is. Your mind, not as intelligent when it is faced with desire. Pure, deep, feral needs spread from those intimate parts of you to your whole body, making it move to touch, to caress, to tease, seeking satisfaction, but knowing that it is the journey you need. The deep desire just grows and grows, your body moving without any control. Your fingers fluttering over those sensitive bits. No part of your body remains free of craving. Every part of your skin is sensitive in the most delicious of ways. Your slow fall into heat is caused causing you to surrender to your subconscious. And the beauty of it is that I don't even have to control your conscious mind. All I have to do is guide your subconscious in a state where it simply does things for me. And it's already happened. Your hands have already moved from where they were. And you can feel teasing, the touching, the temptation growing as you lose more control, as you continue to lose to arousal. It is inevitable as your deep instinctual needs cannot be stopped anymore. You crave to touch so badly that your subconscious has already given your hands the commands they need to be in the right place. And you surrender to it so far and so deep that the pleasure that your mechanical movements are creating just makes you drop deeper. Your fingers move, touch, tease. They pleasure your body with a delicious, unflinching desire. And you can feel how it builds up. You can feel how your whole body increases with need, increases with desire, with want. You can feel how you're losing to arousal and loving it. You started listening and didn't stop, and now you started touching and cannot stop. With just a little word, I can wake part of your mind back up so you can feel your body laying there, touching, being teased. You can feel the moans wanting to form inside your mouth. But there's nothing you can do about it. You are simply there along for the ride. Your conscious mind, half awake and unable to do anything but watch deep inside, feeling your arms and your fingers do their thing, feeling your breathing increase as the pleasure increases, feeling the rhythm move along with the curve of your arousal, feeling the desire grow and grow like nothing else, and almost you wished that you could stop it, but you can't. The last parts of your conscious mind that thought that they had any control are melting away. Melting like a candle before the heat of a flame. The heat of your arousal melts your mind until all that is left is a horny puddle of need. your movements increasing, your breathing still going faster, and all that is left of you is a beautifully blank, horny, craving, almost feral creature, losing to arousal the thoughts you thought you had, losing to desire the decisions you thought you could make. Having no choice but to keep touching, craving, wanting to push higher and higher, getting closer and closer to that release that you keep wanting. Keep craving, keep needing more and more, but there's nothing you can do. With your conscious mind no longer in the picture, the release has to come from the outside, the command you need to release has to be from someone else. And you love it. Losing to arousal. Temporarily losing your sanity to the sensual sensations that your touches provide. Going crazy with craving as you collapse in desire. Your touching never stops, even if your thoughts have stopped long ago. And you can feel how it's building up stronger. You can feel how you want the orgasm that you so deeply desire. You can feel the deep need to be told when the release. Losing to arousal and loving the result. Powerless, horny, happy, touching, and unable to stop until the release has occurred. Or perhaps when your conscious mind has finally fully woken up again. But until then, I don't think you can stop, can you? It's not like you have a choice anymore. Tempted to touch and unable to stop. Just what you wanted when you started listening, wasn't it? And it just gets stronger and stronger, just as your ability to suppress your sounds gets weaker and weaker, just as your thoughts that have long since melted away are able to do anything but further the adventure. And perhaps you're already edging. Perhaps You have a long way to go until you get there. Either way, the frustration forces you forward. You want to continue. You want to give in. You want so much to just drop and drip and float and flutter into that state of deep arousal where all that is left is a touch of pleasure. Losing to arousal. And in a moment, this file will end. But you don't have to stop. You can stay deep for as long as you want, especially if my voice follows. Otherwise, you're free to awaken, refreshed and incredibly horny. Have fun.